Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We have the band together. We're going to have some fun, get you ready for the weekend with this next hour. Entertainment news coming up. We're also going to talk about what's something you're convinced people are pretending to like. That's an interactive one, everybody. 424-2600. We want you joining us on that one. We are going to talk about some of our programming this weekend. We've got that coming up. We got to get to some That Ain't Right stories, too. A bunch of fun stuff. Got a bunch of great things lined up for you, everybody. We're going to get into that, have some fun. Looking forward to every bit of it. Let's dive into entertainment news first, Terry. Taylor Swift is in the news again. No matter how you feel about her personally or artistically, for that matter, this has been Taylor Swift's year by far and away. Like, she has just, as far as pop culture goes, as far as touring goes, all these things, she has just been in the news one thing or another. She has been brought up, and I don't know about this year, but I would say this summer for sure she has.
I feel like she's just been like that forever.
To some people, I think she has. I think to certain members of the audience that have been very country-centric, she's always been in the front. But I think to the pop culture world, if she wasn't already there, like you said, this year solidified it. Well, it may be too early to speculate about this stuff, but she'd be an obvious choice for the Super Bowl. I think that'd be pretty clear.
Like, oh, I think so.
Having her as the halftime show would be pretty clear. I thought that last year. So it doesn't seem too out of the realm of possibilities.
I'm surprised she hasn't done it yet.
There are already reports that Taylor has been offered the gig and that she turned it down.
Okay.
Although a source says it's possible that Taylor is just angling for, quote, a big paycheck from the NFL rather than the incurring substantial costs of mounting the show. Halftime performers don't get paid for the gig. They pay whatever it costs to perform.
To me, it doesn't really, that theory doesn't resonate. That she's holding out for a paycheck?
Yeah.
That's not,
yeah.
I don't think that's her.
It would be pretty insane, let's be honest. It would also be crazy impressive if Taylor actually got the NFL to pay her. This is not just them report. There is a lot of like strong reporting about this going on right now. Reputable sources have been saying that she is waiting for the NFL to pay her, and that is not the way this works. They either you pay the NFL or you do it for free. Obviously, it is the biggest event in the world. Like, there's new, you're, so they do this all the time with Saturday Night Live. If I'm a young up and coming artist or I have a hit single out, I go on SNL, and nowadays even I still have more eyeballs on me than I would if I did a rock concert or a concert Saturday night. So you do SNL for free because I'm getting seen by all these people, and especially now with social media and everything, it gets put on online, and I'm again seen by more people than I would have in my normal listenership. No matter how big an artist is, they're only as big as their genre. And so if I'm a rock artist, and I'm the biggest rock artist in the world, I'm still only heard by other rock listeners. I go on SNL, I go do the Super Bowl, I got a whole new audience. Even Taylor Swift, as big as she is going to get heard and seen by people that have never heard a Taylor Swift song. I could say that because that's me. I'm one of those people. I would hear Taylor Swift during the Super Bowl halftime, and I would hear more of her than I've ever heard in my life. So to that point, I could see the reasons for doing it. I could also see if you're Taylor Swift, what am I going to gain from
this? Well, that's what I was going to say. So if this is legit, that she is holding out, I mean, the reality is, she's selling out these stadiums already.
Yeah.
And she's making more than when the NFL sells it out because she also has everybody who's on the field. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she's packing more people in these stadiums than what they are. So, I mean, if she is holding out, I guess good for her. But I don't know. To me, it doesn't really align.
No, I get that. I get that. But I also think that people, we have a tendency to do this a lot. And I'm not saying you're doing this, but especially with celebrities like her, the pretty white girl that you know, it doesn't offend anybody or anything like that and stuff. We project. Well, she would never do this. She would never do that. Don't forget that Taylor Swift owns a private island. Like, this is a girl who likes her money. This is a girl who has liked this stuff. And who has, I don't know about anybody else, but where'd that country twang go that she started out with and everything? Why'd that fade away?
Wow, you don't hear that in her music. Hater.
Not a hater. Reality. It's reality. I have nothing against her. I think that what she has done is very... In fact, I've been on the air here many times as a non-Taylor Swift fan promoting Taylor Swift. She has... Give me a second. She has done something that I've never seen an artist do, that I have clamored for artists to do since I was a child. Own your own music. And what she has done, gone back and re-recorded her stuff, while she could be releasing new music and making new money, she's going back. You don't do that as an artist. That's a death kiss. She's done it and pulled it off. She's done it and actually like owns her own stuff now and made money off of it and made a career off of it. Like, look at what she's doing now. She's selling out stadiums more than anybody ever has. Nobody has done what she has done stadium tour wise. Like, the Beatles didn't do what she has done. I got a lot of respect for Taylor as an artist and what she has pulled off. But I'm not going to lie to the people, and I'm not afraid of the Swiftie Army or any of this stuff, where I'm not going to call people out. I would call my own father out if I thought that he wasn't being true. So I'm not a hater. I'm calling it like it is. I think there's a big
difference. Your perspective. How it is from your perspective.
I'm actually saying this from music producers' perspectives. I'm going off of that because, again, I don't know her music, so it's not fair for me to say she lost the twang. I'm saying this because I've heard people that I respect in the industry talk about her and call her out on it. I'm not at all saying that she is a phony or any of these things, though. I'm not a hater. I'm just repeating what I've heard very intelligent people say. I want to be very clear about that, because when I hate, you'll know. You know when I hate Kevin Costner. Come on. You know. Know how I feel about that man. You know, I got nothing against her as a person. I don't know her as a person. But I think that it's fair to call out these things. If you're going to give her credit for some stuff, I got to also be honest about the other things. Spent way more time than I planned on that. Let's look at what's new on your small screen this weekend. Football, Terry. Football is what's new.
Yeah, here we go.
Nothing else matters. I could give you all the other stuff, but it don't matter. No. Football. No, I'm joking. It's preseason football. I feel like I'm the only person that cares about this. Me and NFL coaches.
I don't know. They might care more about than what these shows are, though.
Yeah, that's true. I will watch. We'll definitely watch. The first couple of preseason games always do well because we're so desperate for football. So the preseason football, New York Giants hosting the Carolina Panthers on tonight at 7 o'clock on the NFL Network. Today on Apple, if you have Apple TV, the Peanuts special, Snoopy presents One of a Kind Marcy. Peppermint Patty tries to convince her sidekick Marcy to run for student body president, but she'd rather stay out of the spotlight is the theme of that one.
That sounds kind of cute.
I just love that there's new Peanuts stuff. That's awesome. That's
as long as cool. They stay true to Peanuts.
And it sounds like they do. Everything I've heard from people, it seems like they do. On Disney Plus today, Lego Disney Princesses, The Castle Quest.
Oh, fun.
That sounds good. That sounds like I like the Lego Disney stuff. You know, I saw the newest Spider-Man movie, Into the Spider-Verse, the most newest animated one, the second one. I watched it late last night. I had to do some grading, so I was going to be up anyway. And I got completely pulled into it. It was so good. It was really good.
That's cool.
These two animated Spider-Man movies, I think, are the best Spider-Man movies I've ever seen. Like, by far and away.
Really?
They're really good.
Huh.
The voice acting, I think they're good enough and mature enough for like people my age, but also like, you know, young, it's teenagers to get into. Like the way that they have done them is so good. The voice acting has been great. And the voice actors that they got for them are incredible. Really good. On Netflix, The Monkey King. It's an animated comedy starring Jimmy O. Yang and Bowen Yang. It is animated. It is on Netflix. People are going to like it. They seem to do really well. The How to Train Your Dragon movies have gotten like a second life on there.
Those are good. You watched those?
I've seen bits and pieces. My dad loves them because my nephews love them. And then I'll see my dad. Even no kids in the house, and my dad's watching.
I like them.
He really likes them. I will say, I don't. What is it? Toothless? The black,
yep.
That's the coolest dragon I've ever seen. That black dragon on that show, that is the coolest looking dragon I've ever seen.
They're good movies.
On Saturday, the Stand Up to Cancer special is going on. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, HBO will all be hosting it. I love when this happens.
Yeah.
When we were kids, this happened more often. Where
network TV
took a backseat. We're like, well, we're going to do a hurricane relief special. We're going to do this. We need more of this. Forget about your ratings. Forget about your egos. It's cancer. All right. All hands on deck. Cancer's been running game on us for far too long. Get over yourselves. Focus on what the task at hand, and let's beat cancer. Let's stand up to cancer. I'm a part of that. I know a lot of other people that are. I should note that the strike that is going on, I know some actors are still like they won't be a part of this because of it. I will be. This is one where strikes be damned. This is too important. We should be involved in this.
Do you remember that when you were a kid, though? And you go from one channel, to, like you only had three channels,
yeah,
and they all had the same thing on them, and you're like, what's happening?
What is going on here? A lot more preseason football on your TV this weekend. You've got that going on with the Chargers and Saints on Sunday Night Football, I believe. And the Celebrity Family Feud, Chris Redd and the Fortner-Feimisters and Stephen A. Smith versus Tamara Hall. So that is your celebrities there for that one. Looking at the big screen, what is on your TV, on your big screen this weekend, the big one on the out there is, Strays. It's a voiced one with real characters, like real dogs, but they have voice actors doing it. Will Ferrell voices one, and Will Forte is in it. Jamie Foxx does a Boston Terrier. Isa Fisher is an Austin Shepherd. And this
that sounds fun.
Yeah. You had me at Will Ferrell. Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm a big fan of his. And the big one out this weekend, though, is another DC movie, Blue Beetle. This is based on the DC comic character Blue Beetle. It's in got a bunch of Latin actors in it, along with Susan Sarandon, George Lopez. It looks fun, but it's they're in a weird crux right now of DC where they have new management. So these movies that were made before that, I don't think they're going to be canon. I don't know if they're going to be included in other stuff.
Sure.
This might just be kind of a side
thing. Like a one-off kind
of. But it looks fun. It looks like a teenage kid kind of superhero movie, and we don't get a lot of those anymore.
I don't think I've ever heard of that character.
Yeah, that's a rare character. That's a more – I think it's an old character, just kind of got lost in the shuffle. But Seth would know better than I would. He's screaming at his radio right now, I'm sure, whatever the case might be.
James, we share a brain. Pay attention to my half.
He does it. Nice. Right. Well done. I don't think, actually, he may not. Maybe with that one, maybe he doesn't care because it's DC. I don't think he cares as much about DC. Let's see. What I did want to talk about is our weekend lineup. We've got a great one to kick off our weekends every Saturday at 7 o'clock. Join us for the Sunshine Poker Show. Tim Hubbelt does an amazing job with that show. It's one of the better shows you'll ever hear. He scours the earth looking for new polka for you and brings it to you.
And it is podcasted, right? So
yes.
If you're not up then, you can just really easily pull it up and listen to it later.
You can also check it out on Sundays, I believe right before the Cripecast, Sundays at noon. You can check it out.
Perfect.
And a great lineup right there. Cripecast is really good. Be sure to check that out too. Also on Sundays, got a great lineup for you as we are done with Rafter Baseball. We'll be back to our original content. We have Seth Faces Music from 6 to 8. Seth's theme this week is people. It's a good one. I'm a fan of people. I know it's a little far out there thing. Oh, yeah, it's a good one. He's got some great stuff in there, I bet. And that'll lead you perfectly into Director's Cut. We greatly encourage you to check out Director's Cut this weekend from 8 to 9. If you can't catch it this weekend, download the podcast. It appears instantly as soon as our show does. This week, Seth and I have on Mary Jo Peel. Mary Jo is one of the faces of Mystery Science Theater 3000, one of those shows that was one of those cult followings, I think. I know it's not the biggest show in the world, but it's the biggest guest we've ever had. And man, you can hear it in Seth's nice voice in the early on in the interview. We settled down, but in that first couple of minutes.
Like little kids?
Yeah. And nervous. Like nervous little kids. I was a big fan of this show growing up. It was a big influence on me. But this is like what The Simpsons is to me. This show is to Seth.
Oh, that's cool.
He reached out to Mary Jo just on a whim. You know, just he was asking me. But I remember he was asking me about it beforehand. He's like, I don't know. Should I do it? Should I email or not? And I'm like, bro.
All she can say is no.
Exactly. I understand his hesitancy because you don't want to burn a bridge that wasn't even built, you know?
Yeah.
And so he reached out to her. To her credit, like right away messaged back, love to be on the show. She's a Midwesterner. She's from Minnesota. She still lives up there.
That's really cool.
You didn't need me to tell you that. Listen to the interview and you will find out within the first 5 minutes that Mary Jo is a Midwesterner. She was so great. It may be the best interview I've ever done. It was a lot of fun. It was great. She could not have been nicer. She will be back on the show with us at some point. She invited us up to her theater that she does up in Minnesota. Like, and I'm not saying
nice.
She didn't just do this like just saying so. She emailed us afterwards.
Like, she means it.
Yeah. Like information and stuff. Like, this lady is the real deal.
That's really cool.
Could not have been a better interview.
And it lines right up with Seth's birthday.
Yes, it does. Huh? How about that? How cool is that?
How about that?
It's pretty darn cool that it's premiering the day after his birthday. That is pretty cool. And I encourage you to read her book. Yes, Mystery Science Theater. We talked about that, but I wanted to break it up, talk to her, the author, and her, the Mystery Science Theater writer and actor and all that. And that's what we did. We talked to her about her as an author. Her book, Dumb, 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 Memoirs from My Mother, is one of the coolest ideas I've ever heard for a book. I encourage you to read it, check it out at your library or buy it or something off Amazon. I know I did. I got it from my mom. I'm going to get one from my sister. Her mom was a gigantic reader, but she couldn't remember all the books she read. So she would write notes about each book, and she'd have like a little card with like this book, this, and this is what I liked about it. And so Mary Jo's book is about her finding these cards from her mother and learning things about her mom that she never knew.
That is really cool.
It's a great book.
I was just thinking that would be a really neat thing to keep track of. Mm, but now I feel like I've read too many books.
Yeah.
Like, now, it's too late to start. Yeah. And I definitely can't backtrack.
It's a great idea though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's really sweet.
That's a cool idea. Check out this week's Director's Cut featuring Mary Jo Peel, 8 to 9, and download the podcast at civicmedia.us. Take a break, come back, and we got to get into this one, Terry. What's something you convince people are pretending to like? Coming up, and we want your calls on this one, 424-2600 on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. In pocket. I'm gonna use it. Intention. I'm feeling mental. Gonna make you notice. I can't cut her off. I can't. Not that song.
No, and how can you not just like.
Such a good song.
Swing along a little, you know?
Such a good song. You know what? It's one of those songs to me that it's not the most memorable video. But I can't not think of the video. And Chrissy Hines, like, being a waitress.
I don't know if I ever saw it.
She's like
honestly.
A waitress in it or some singing while she's doing her job.
Okay.
It's actually, like, as far as 80s videos go, it's actually not bad. It's not one of the worst ones I've ever seen. God, I love that song, though. That's such a good song. Let's take a dive into this one right here. And again, 424-2600. We're calling on all of you to join the conversation. What's something you're convinced people are pretending to like? Maybe you looked cool or trendy. Someone asked people on social media, and here are a handful of things here. So anything that pops in your mind, go ahead and throw it out there. I think these are going to spur things because off the top of your head, it's hard to think of maybe.
I'm thinking of things that like me personally that I've had to pretend you like. You know, like maybe you're invited somewhere for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you just do not like, or it's just awful. Not everyone is a good cook.
Right.
And then you're like having to, like, there's the pressure. There's only like, let's say there's only like six of you around the table or eight of you. Like, you can see if someone leaves their plate full, you know, so do you fake sick? Do you eat it? Do you?
It was a big deal to my Nana that you ate off your plate looked used. You know, in that. So I grew up with that. And any time, I think every time I went to a girl's house to have dinner, like especially in high school and stuff, there's always potatoes on the plate. And I cleaned my plate. I ate them. I ate them with a smile. I was classy. That was who I was going to do. I was never going to not clean a plate. I ate that food, and I can't imagine what I looked like, though, while I was doing it. I'm sure that I didn't enjoy some of those meals.
When I was a kid, there was a family that was like grandparents to my dad. So we would go there in the summer. They lived up north. And she would always, because this was something special in their family, she would prepare a leg of lamb like for us for dinner. Mm. It was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, now some people probably like that. And especially us as kids, we did not like it at all. But I mean, this was like a big deal. Like we went to, you know, and it was expensive. That's the other, like, I mean, it was an investment for them to do this meal. And it was so bad.
I wonder how much like pop culture things are like this. Pumpkin spice. Like, I wonder how many people like it and how many people will use it or order it or whatever just because they're friends.
Oh, just be, like, to be trendy.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. I think there's a middle line here between what we're talking about, or a connection between what we're talking about here. And that, you know, should get your brain going here. So let's dive into some of these. Clubs, once you're over the age of 35. Yeah.
Like a nightclub?
I'm not sure. They're not specific enough. There's a lot of different clubs. There's nightclubs, like you said. Or what are they? Are they talking about, like, after school clubs, you know, that you can be a part of as a parent or something? Or clubs as a, like, you're...
Or like
you're,
civic groups, kind
yeah,
of?
Yeah, you're a part of a knitting group or something like that. I don't know. I'm not sure what they're... I think that they mean clubs as in, like, dance clubs.
Like going
yeah,
out. Like going out.
Like going out,
yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that one.
I could see that. I could see that, yeah. Now, if you're single in 35, oh, you're still hitting the clubs. Trust
but
me.
But you probably shouldn't be.
No, probably not. You are gonna stand out. You're going to stand out. Yeah, yeah. Plain black coffee, unless it's some high-end stuff, a lot of people don't like it. That is a age thing, I think.
I like it. I've always liked it. But do you have to pretend to like it? Why do you have to?
Yeah, yeah. I think, well, I will say this. I think with guys, there's a lot of guys that pretend that they like black coffee because it sounds more manly.
Oh.
To just drink none of that frou-frou stuff in there. I just like my coffee. Just give me straight up coffee. And you hate your taste buds. Like, that's all I hear when I hear that. I don't hear a manly man. I hear somebody who hates their taste buds. Like, if you like it, sure.
Yeah.
But you can tell the people that don't like it. Usually they don't finish their coffee.
But, like, if you want a little cream and sugar in it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Bubble baths. Are they really as relaxing as people pretend they are? I don't know.
Depends.
I don't know the last time I took a bubble bath.
I do like them. Yeah. I do like to take a bath. But I get a little irritated when the water starts to get cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it gets cold too fast.
It gets cold way too fast. Yes. That is the thing that I've pulled back from baths on. I hadn't taken a bath in a long time. In the last year or so, I've taken a couple. Just trying to help the muscles in my back and things. And the water gets cold way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Way too fast. We got to do something about that. Come on, science. Come on.
Yeah, it's called a hot tub.
Yeah, right. Extra spicy stuff, especially things like Carolina Reapers. I maintain there are people out there that are going to eat the hot stuff just to get the reaction from others.
But who is it that they're trying to impress?
Yeah, I don't know. I think themselves to a degree, but also the people that they know that do something else. I think a lot of people in a lot of trends get into this thing of where I'm going to do this because I think others are doing it, but others are doing it because they think others are doing
it. Well,
like, nobody really likes what's going on here pop culture wise, but we're all doing it because everybody else is doing it.
For a long time, it was the ghost pepper thing.
Yes.
You know, it was like, they have to be in everything. And I'm like, they don't even taste good. Like, I don't.
Here's a throwback and a way to find out how old James is. When we were kids in school, remember the folding of the pant leg? Remember you had to fold your pant leg a certain way or whatever?
Yeah,
you rolled
duh.
It up and stuff? Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you remember that,
to
right?
roll it. You folded it and then rolled it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That particular thing. I know people that hated it, but they did it. But they did it because they didn't want to like stand out. They didn't want to like that. How could you not do, like you just said, like you just responded. How could you not do that?
How could you not like it?
Leg hair, Terry. That's why.
I mean,
when leg hair sucks, when you're folding that jean, the tight jeans, and you're pulling up your leg hairs,
pull
doing
your,
it, like,
yeah. pull your sock up a little bit,
right there.
Shave your leg in the bath.
No. The taste of any type of alcohol, including IPAs. I get that to a degree. I think that there are some alcohols we drink, even if you don't necessarily like the taste, you like the effect. But I like a good rum and coke.
The only alcohol I would drink that I didn't like the taste of would be because I tried something and then I just feel bad like dumping it. You know what I mean? Finishing it.
If
there's a group out for dinner or something, you order something.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just am like, have standbys.
There's a couple beers that I like the taste of, too.
That is something, though, that I love now about where you can build your own six-pack.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I mean? Like, you can go in the liquor stores or in grocery stores, and you can just pick. Because I'm not going to buy a 6- or a 12-pack of something to try one.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you do that, and you're also, if you do like something, you're coming back, and you're buying a sixer of it.
Yeah.
So it's just a good marketing idea as well. Kale. Sure, eat it because it's good for you, but don't pretend you like
but
it.
But remember when that was a thing?
Everything had kale in it.
I mean,
it,
I don't think it's as bad anymore, but for a while there, everything was kale.
The beach. It's not worth getting sand everywhere. That's funny. I love the beach. I don't agree with that one. That one, I genuinely love being at the beach.
Yeah, why would you... I'm not following why you would pretend.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you don't like it.
Again, I think this is a very personal, a lot of
and
these
it's,
answers.
And probably an age thing, too, right?
Yes.
Like us not old people.
Yes, yeah, you're right on. Nicely done. Camping. It's uncomfortable and everything you bring will smell like campfire. I've never been camping, so I don't know about this one. I will say I've had a lot of friends who, man, we're going camping this weekend. And then I see them like Monday morning. And they're just like, this happened and this happened. And it does seem like it's a little bit more much, you know, like it can be a little more trouble than it's worth in some ways. But I never have heard anybody say, oh, I wish I didn't go camping this weekend. Or I only went camping because the Joneses went camping. You know, I don't know.
I think it is fun. I agree, though, on the campfire thing. Like, I don't like that. I don't like.
Oh yeah.
I even if we have a fire at home, mm-hmm. like I don't like when my hair smells like that at night. Like I go to lay down and I'm like, ugh, I don't like that smell. A lot of people love that smell, but I'm more likely to probably rinse off before I crawl in bed.
These next couple, I think, are more to the point of what we're looking for. Not to say that I agree or disagree with them, but I think they're more along the lines. Sparkling water. It tastes like if Sprite lied about its personality. I don't understand the sparkling water thing. The White Claw thing, the seltzer water.
Oh, but I think this is just like bubbly water. Like a Perrier, you know, that. I think that's what they're talking about, which I also don't get because I'm fine with still water. Like I have no problem with that. Yeah. But see, and I don't know. I like White Claw.
Yeah.
But there's also like one carb. So that's part of it too.
I just, going back to the alcohol thing, if I'm drinking, I want to like what I'm drinking. I want to like the taste. Mm-hmm. I drink those and I nothing.
Oh, see, and I like them.
Yeah. And caviar comes up at number two on the list. You're just trying to feel rich. I think that, again, that's an age thing because it used to be that way. I don't know that caviar has that status that it used
to. No, but it certainly used to be a status thing. Yeah. It's not something I would ever spend my money on.
Nope.
But if it was being... But if it was being served somewhere...
I'll take some of that. Yeah.
See, and I don't know if I would.
It's not bad. What I need for caviar, like a lot of things, though, because I can't handle the texture, I need a cracker. I need it on a nice cracker, and then I can eat it. Then it's not so bad. But I can have like one or two, and I'm great for like the year.
Yeah.
It's not one of those things that I would eat a lot of.
But like, I'm not going to feel pressured if it's being served have to, you know, like you have to have it. I'm fine with passing.
I think the last time I had it, we were selling our Fox, the network brought us our TV show and a bunch of other TV shows that were starting out and like Brooklyn Nine-Nine and a couple of shows that were struggling to this wine venue to promote our show. And they brought a bunch of like people from Adidas and Nike and all these other companies to bring us all together to hopefully get sponsors and get advertisers for our shows. And we're supposed to schmooze and all that. And it's in a wine venue. So we're drinking wine and all this caviar is being served. And I hadn't eaten all day. So I was starving. So I was like going to grab whatever was on that plate. I was going to grab it. And I mowed down like two things of caviar. Like it was like popcorn. And as I'm eating the second one, throwing it into my mouth, I'm looking over at other people with this horrified look on their face. Like, I should be daintily eating these things. So I just played into it. It actually got a couple of people laughing from it and everything. But I didn't eat it because, oh, it's caviar. I don't have to try this caviar. There's nothing like fish eggs on my mouth. But I teach their own. Teach their own. And number one on the list, Crocs. Crocs are the number one thing people feel like they wear, but they're just pretending that they like them. I don't know about that. I actually push back on that. I've never worn a pair of Crocs in my life. I have no interest in wearing them or anything. But I will say, everybody that I know that has Crocs, they are
like big supporters
of them. Like, yeah, they love their Crocs. And they are, here's another thing about Crocs. Every person that owns a pair of Crocs is a Crocs salesman. They all tell you got to get a pair. You got to get these. You should try these. They're all, whether they know it or not, they're all salespeople.
So when they first came out, when Crocs first came out, I still worked at Yonkers. And we had them there. Mm. We actually sold them there.
Wow.
And so we did this thing because we had a pretty strict dress code, but we did this thing. If you wanted to you could wear them to work, you know, to help sell them. So like people bought them and I bought a pair then. So, okay. So then you fast forward like 20 some years, right? And my kids are like wanting Crocs and I pull out mine and they're like, why do you have Crocs? Like they were, you know, they were just floored by it. And that was when it was literally just the original Croc. Now there's all different versions and that kind of thing. Yeah. But it is, but I, you know what? I still have them. And when I use them the most, like this morning when I was out watering all my plants, I just put those on because they can get wet. They clean up easy. They, you know, so I don't know. I think you can use them for, because of function, but they're also fashion. Like you see them everywhere.
I think that while this is the number one on their list, I don't think it should be on the list, actually.
Yeah, I don't know that people are pretending to like them because, again, why get them? Now, it could be like any teenage thing where sometimes it's a fad, rolling the jeans, and you do it anyway because that's what you do. But isn't that kind of just a rite of passage, too?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just part of being a kid.
Peer pressure is a rite of passage, one way or another, whether you're dealing with it or facing it or whatever. Good morning. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I will never, ever, ever, ever try on a pair of Crocs. That's how much I hate those things.
Okay, but we need to know why you hate them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wear that kind of a shoe. I never, ever.
So just how they look?
Yeah, or is it the material?
Just the way they look and just, yeah.
that covers it.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, sir. Always good to talk to you.
I love it. Do you know what's funny? Though, you know, they have those little strap. They have a strap on them.
Yeah.
And so those are your adventure straps. So you only put those on when you're going to be doing something where your croc might fall off your foot.
I see.
So they are multifunctional.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Teeth their own.
That's funny when he called it. Like my dad would say that. I'd never wear a pair of those, you know.
I do think, though, it's something, you know, because I was saying the same thing, but I also said I've never tried a pair on. If I should try them at least so I could say that whether I like them or not.
I think the burning question is Crocs and socks or no socks.
Oh yeah, so it's like the sandal question.
I think no.
Well, I would think no only because I think no with sandals. Yeah. I see people with socks and sandals, and I ask immediately why.
And Crocs have been awesome for like athletes, like the kid, like my kids. You just slide those on in between, you know, your sports shoes. So I don't know.
I think there are times where it's okay to wear socks with sandals or socks with Crocs or whatever, but it's got to be the right.
And
meaning,
they're kind of a decent price. You're not paying through the nose for them either. You know what I mean? Like, it's reasonable.
Yeah. We will take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back, and I got 5 steps to make a new habit stick. We're going to get to that when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you.
This gets my number one vote for today.
Yeah? Nice. Yeah, you can't cut it off until you get the part. You got to get that part in. Got to get that in. Welcome back, everybody. Let's have some fun and let's help you with some habits here. You want to make a habit stick? We got 5 steps to make it happen. It's hard to make a new habit stick, but it's not impossible. A behavioral scientist at Penn wrote a book called How to Change and posted her 5 steps for building new habits. Just a side note about this author. She did something that you don't see very often where she just released a book and she just gave you some of the heart of the book. Like for
free. Good point.
For free. I think that's pretty cool. I think that's noteworthy and shows that she's truly trying to help people. It's not about the money. It's not, I'm sure that doesn't hurt, but she's not trying to be on the New York Times bestselling author list. She wants to really help people. I see this out of the self-help community every once in a while, and I think it's always noteworthy because you can kind of really tell where people stand on this stuff. So she mainly focused on exercise, but it works for other new habits as well. You can, you know, pivot these and spin them any way you need. Set a specific goal. Don't make it abstract like, I want to work out. Be more specific like, I want to work out 30 minutes a day, or instead I'll just I'm meditating, or say I'll meditate 15 minutes a day or 4 days a week. Don't just say you're going to do it.
It's much easier, right, if you have put some sort of measurement on it, and don't make it too audacious either. Like, you know what I mean? Yes. Like, don't be like, oh, I'm going to work out for 2 hours every day. Because if you're not working out, you're not going to jump right to 2 hours.
Right. While we're still trying to discover certain parts of the brain, which is pretty amazing in 2023, certain things we've known for a long time. Our brains love routine. And we are quicker to do things and keep up with things if there is a routine. So if you give yourself this more specifics, you're going to keep on that routine probably better. Plan it out. Saying you'll work out 30 minutes is good, but you're likely to stick to it if you're also your plan is when you'll do it. Like, I'll work out 30 minutes a day right after my last work meeting.
Right, or after my last cookie.
Yes, that kind of thing, yeah. Make it fun to repeat. If you don't like running, choose something you at least don't hate. You can also try combining things you dread with things you look forward to. Like, you can only watch your favorite show when you're done with the gym.
You know, sometimes I do that because because you can binge watch now. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's just one episode.
Yeah.
So if there's multiple episodes, I'll do that. I'll be like, okay. After I do this, then I can watch an episode.
Yeah. This is a big part of my daily life, doing this. I am the person who constantly has a carrot in front of me.
Yeah, so you're just rewarding yourself. Yeah. But
This month, I think on the 24th, will be 3 years since I've had a cigarette.
That's awesome.
And a part of how I got there, because I struggled with that one for a little bit, but a part of how I got there was reward. Like, I couldn't, if I went, there'd be a new Simpsons, just as an example, the Simpsons premieres on Sundays. So if I went Monday through Sunday without having a cigarette, I could watch the brand new episode of The Simpsons. You know what that means to me. Nicotine didn't stand a chance. Nicotine never had a chance, man. And things like that really helped me. There's new, you know, new this, new that. There were something about it that I struggled before, once I started doing that kind of thing, it was hard, but it wasn't nearly as hard. I think that you got to know yourself, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
If rewarding yourself for things, it doesn't matter, then this isn't going to amount to much. Build in some flexibility. Give yourself a set number of get out of jail free cards when you get to skip your routine. You won't always have time, and that's okay. Just limit yourself and don't start skipping back to back days. So it's a big one right there, that last part. Because again, going back to the routine, you could just as easily get stuck in the routine.
It establishes a bad habit. Yeah.
But I think that we could have summed this up with give yourself grace.
Yeah, have a cheat day. You know, you can think about it. That can be the carrot sometimes.
Yes.
If I do this, mm-hmm. you know, 5 days in a row, then I get a day off.
We don't give ourselves enough grace in life. We tend to be, I would say 99% of the audience, if not 100% of the audience out there, is their own worst critic. We can do 100 great things in a day, but we mess up one thing. What are you thinking about when you're laying in bed at night? That one thing. We got to give ourselves more grace. We talk a lot about mental health, and we've done a great job like that as society. Now is the time to put that into action and take it into yourself.
Do it yourself.
I think we've done a good job for others in talking about how others deserve this, others deserve that. But when we face ourselves, like I do, I'm doing it. I do it all the time. I did it this week. I was talking about vacations and how important they are and everything. And then somebody flipped back at me. Well, when are you going to take yours? Oh, yeah.
Okay, but as soon as you started saying that right now, I'm like, you don't take vacation.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got to do this too. I'm not pointing the finger here. I got 3 pointing right back at me. We all could be better at this.
I think of that list, having realistic goals.
Yeah.
That's kind of the most important one. Because you think big, mm-hmm. you dream big, however you want to, you know, let's say you got some weight to lose and you set out, you're like, oh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. Well, how about lose it 5 or 10 at a time? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's much easier to do if you have some milestones and rewards that are part of it.
And again, you can do this with any goals or any things that you're trying to achieve. And the final thing on here, don't do it alone. Tell friends and family about your goals to keep yourself accountable. But don't just rely on them. If you want to start jogging, a running club might be a good idea, or a workout partner. We always suggest to people, if you're working out, to have a spotter anyway. Have a consistent spotter.
Have an accountability partner.
Yeah, it goes a long way for you.
I think sometimes that's part of the journey too, though, is getting to the point where you can do that. Mm-hmm. Because if you think, you know what I mean? Like, if you've set some kind of a goal that you're not really sure that you can, mm-hmm. or that you think you might fail or fall back, you've tried before and haven't been able to do it, mm-hmm. you're probably not going to tell somebody right away, because that somebody's going to be checking up on you.
Yeah. And those people, while there's not a thin line, I'd say there's a solid line between accountability and holding somebody accountable and being a jerk.
Right.
You know, to walk that line too, those that are doing that. That's not bad. That was a good list. We'll come back with a That Ain't Right story, some local good stories of the day, and plenty more wrap up the week coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. If we're going to do 80s bumpers, though, Terry, you got to have this one. You got to have it.
I know.
Well, let me see. This is our last one of the week. Let me try it again. Let's do one more. Little Big Country.
Yeah, this is better than the last one.
Yeah. I gotta say, you just can't name your band after your first single, though.
No,
You can't do it. But it was a big song. We did a version. You and I played a version of this from on our country station. The cover of it that was pretty good, I thought. We got a That Ain't Right story to our final That Ain't Right story of the week that we were gonna get to here, and it might be a doozy. No one carries pennies around much anymore. There are a few places you can look for them and a few places that have them, especially gas stations can have that take a penny, leave a penny thing. I love putting my change in there. Always feels, it's the richest I ever feel in my life when I take my change in. You know, I just throw it in there.
Yeah.
And it's the closest I ever feel to a big shot in my life is leaving the 20 some cents in the take a penny, leave a penny.
And they're probably
there.
Like, dude, that's a dime.
Yeah, right. A McDonald's customer in Ohio said she found 3 pennies inside her Chicken McNuggets.
Ew.
Not inside the container, inside the actual nuggets.
Come on.
She called the police to report the unexpected 3-cent discount because she was concerned about the safety of for others. Since it's an obviously choking hazard, it's also kind of gross and a little weird. I do say as a side note, that is not something that is, we bug our police officers enough, bug them with things that they actually, is their job title. Like, I don't believe that this is under their qualifications.
That is weird.
They got enough on their plate. No pun intended. With the food talk and everything. It's unclear how the pennies got there, but it sounds like the problem may have come from the processing plant because the health department had the place remove the contaminated McNuggets from stock by the lot number. McDonald's has not commented.
That just seems weird.
Yeah.
So if there was, if they, and I don't know if they would take the time to do it, if they recall them by lot number, then they go through them and they find more.
You know what I mean? Sounds like what happened.
But then, so then I see that, but I don't know. To me, it just seems a little fishy.
A little fishy. Which would have been great if they were found in like a fish sandwich.
Yeah, fish sandwich.
That'd be really good. I don't know. I think we've all found something. Usually it's like a regular fries, but you get like a couple curly fries.
Oh, sure.
Like, something like that. It's something that's
packaging
a big deal.
Control.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, this seems like an attention grab.
And that's the thing about this stuff nowadays is that I don't think any of us can read a headline like that and not have doubt, at least. Half our brain is curious and the other half is like, well, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but it's also kind of, I think that there's a something that can happen through this that can actually bring us to a good place. Where we are holding, because people shouldn't get away. Like, if this is a hustle, she shouldn't get away with it. And that's good that we have more eyes on these kind of things than ever. But at the same time, if this is journalism, this is actual journalism that she just did. She's not doing it for journalistic sake, and you wouldn't call her a journalist. But this is what reporting used to be. I had this thing happen. I'm going to talk to somebody about it and tell the authorities about it, the people that I can actually do something about it, and I'm going to bring it to the masses. I'm going to make sure other people know about this. That's reporting. We don't have a lot of that anymore.
I get the safety side of it if it legitimately happened. But now, can't you see like some punk nose kid at the manufacturer, like at the food plant, like literally perfectly placing 1 penny in each chicken?
Yes. I can definitely see that. I don't know, and I'm really dating myself on this one, but if anybody ever saw the movie Strange Brew, that's the first thing I thought of. Is like, well, you put the mouse in there and you raise the mouse and you get free beer. But it was so bad.
But as a mother of children who ate and loved chicken nuggets, mm-hmm. I mean, yes, it truly is a safety issue. But there's part of my skeptical brain that's saying this is just an attention grab.
Yeah, it's hard not to go there.
It's hard not to think of that.
We need a palate cleanser. Let's get to some local good stories of the day. Real quick, shout out to our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and Lunch by the River yesterday. I know it didn't go as exactly as we wanted, but it felt good to be down there. It felt good to be a part of things. It was fun.
I thought you were going to say the shower felt good.
It did. For the first, until it like really started to pour. It didn't feel so bad at first. But a big shout out to our Chamber of Commerce. Do great work in this community. We appreciate them. We go from that to another great great nonprofit in our community, our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. It is go time at the United Way.
It sure is. We are focused on our annual fall fundraising campaign, which is kicking off now, and really encouraging members of the community to jump on board and support our efforts. All dollars raised in the community stay in the community, and I think that that's really important to know that we are, through our Alice report, we know that one in five households is struggling. So, you know, you can dissect that however you want. Mm-hmm. However, I think that that is just really important that yes. everyone be aware of that. And one of the ways that we are addressing struggling households is through our Stuff the Desk initiative. And this is a community collaboration. But starting this afternoon and then tomorrow morning is the distribution for school supplies, backpacks full of school supplies for families who have a need. Mm-hmm. Pre-registration was required. There is an opportunity for, if you didn't pre-register, mm-hmm. to walk in tomorrow morning, but you would need to call 211 to get the information on that. But I think that it's a really good demonstration of how the community rallies around a need mm-hmm. and around supporting families who really need that support. And this is one of those efforts. So Stuff the Desk is happening today. If you are traveling late afternoon, you may want to avoid Lincoln Street because mm-hmm. the pickup is at East Junior High and the cars are routed around on the northbound lane of Lincoln Street to come around the building at East Junior High. But a really great, great effort. Want to say thanks to all the volunteers. Thanks to Ben and Amy on our team at United Way for coordinating everything. Mm-hmm. But we've had lots from Stuff the Bus on August 3rd, where we collected the school supplies, all the volunteers there. This week, we had set up volunteers. Yesterday, we had a bunch of students come and help prepack the backpacks. I mean, there's an endless number of people that have been part of this. So thanks to everybody for that.
Greatly appreciate all these businesses hosting and boxes to be able to collect supplies and these things. It's one of the greatest investments in our future we can make is what we have done with this event. And it's nice to hear about it coming up to an end. Looking forward to that. Getting these supplies in their hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the part that's really exciting to me.
We're only, a couple weeks out from school.
Right around the corner. Right around the corner is the Central Wisconsin State Fair, and we're going to be there, everybody. We're looking forward to this. Enjoy the fair. Get to it. Support the fair and the vendors and all the great people there. And come check out our booth. Say hi. We're going to have the Truth booth. We're going to get to know you a little bit. Come on by and say hi. Let us know a little bit about you and your backstory, your origin story, or vent, or whatever's on your mind. You got a lemon bar recipe you want to tell us. We want to just get to know you a little more.
You know, the Truth booth, when you say that, I get this visual of the little money machine cylinder that you sit in, standing in there. So you're in this glass.
You come to our booth and you say you heard us talking about this on WFHR, WIRI, you'll get one of our new shirts with our new logos on it.
Perfect.
Yeah, got this big rollout for our logos coming, everybody. It's so exciting. And it's exciting to work with you and all of you out there. We appreciate you joining us all week long. Terry, have a great weekend.
You too.
Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week with more mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio.